Three men charged in a 1969 race riot murder of a young black woman in York, Pennsylvania, will testify for the prosecution. The remaining six defendants include York's current mayor. All are accused of murder during 10 days of racial violence in York 32 years ago. It's the first civil rights-era murder in a northern state to be reinvestigated. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
York's mayor, Charlie Robertson, was a young policeman when 27-year-old Lily Bell Allen was gunned down by white gang members during race riots here in July of 1969. Robertson's charged with murder and providing ammunition to some of the shooters. He maintains his innocence, but on Monday his defense team got a jolt at the opening hearing in the case when three of the nine murder defendants cut a deal. Clarence Lutzinger, Gregory Neff, and Rick Nouse all agreed to plead guilty to lesser charges in exchange for their testimony against the other defendants.
Get your newspaper here, 35 cents. Suspects cut a deal, read all about it, 35 cents.
A paperboy hawked afternoon editions of the York Dispatch with the news while back inside the county courthouse, Fred Flickinger, a former member of the Newbury Street Boys Gang, told of a rally the night before Allen's murder. Some 150 members of York gangs, what Flickinger described as really groups of young men who drank beer together, gathered at a local park to discuss the escalating tensions in this small working-class city. A white officer had been fatally shot a few days before. Gunfire, fights, and arson had broken out. Flickinger said there were all sorts of rumors of a race war swirling around. Talk that blacks had mounted a machine gun on a pickup truck and were about to launch an assault on white neighborhoods. At that rally, Flickinger testified, a young police patrolman, Charlie Robertson, took the stage and took control. Robertson encouraged us to protect our neighborhoods, he said. Then thrusting his fist in the air, he showed how Robertson led the crowd in chants of white power. It was like a cheer, Flickinger said, a chant, white power, white power. Flickinger testified that the next day, then-Officer Robertson told a group of white men, quote, "If I wasn't a cop, I'd be leading commando raids against the niggers," end quote. Outside the courthouse, Mayor Robertson's attorney, William Kostopoulos, said past acts of racist idiocy did not amount to homicide.
The good mayor said some dumb things back then. It was 32 years ago in the middle of riots in these streets. I wish he wouldn't have said them. I know he wishes he wouldn't have said them. He's publicly acknowledged having said those things, and he's apologized. That is not murder, and that's why we're here.
Some members of the Allen family sat in the courtroom listening to Hattie Dixon's riveting account of the night her sister Lily Bell was shot. Dixon, who was 22 at the time, was driving her Cadillac with her husband in the front seat. Her parents and older sister Lily Bell were in the back. On Newbury Street, as the car hit a railroad crossing dip, the headlights flashed on a nearby row home. Dixon saw a man with a rifle leaning out of the second floor window. "Oh Lord, they're getting ready to shoot," Dixon recalled shouting. As she tried to quickly turn the car around, her older sister got out and moved to take over the driving. "That's when they opened fire on us," Dixon said, her voice cracking. "The whole car was rocking. So many pings and booms, bullets coming from all around," she said. As the rest of the family crouched, her sister lay dying outside the car, moaning, "Somebody, help me." The hearing continues today as the prosecution continues its effort to convince the judge that the 1969 race riot murder case should go to a full trial. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, York, Pennsylvania.